We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking with Ron Wells, Raleigh County Commission Chair, and Andrew Adams, Public Health Emergency Preparedness Coordinator with the Raleigh County Health Department. Oktoberfest is October 24th, and we were talking during the break about some of the best practices here. Obviously, getting a flu shot is the best way to prevent the harsher strains of the flu, but there's other things people can do as well.
Right. So we have three main topics we tell people on how to prevent the flu. So the first one is getting vaccinated, getting that flu shot. The second one would be practicing good personal hygiene. So that means washing your hands, covering your coughs and your sneezes, you know, when you do cough or sneeze, and then really staying home when you're sick is the third way. So with the flu specifically, there's a state statute out now that we're trying to enforce that says if you come down with symptoms, you have to stay home for 7 days. After the onset of symptoms, because that's about how long you're contagious with the flu. And so the best way to prevent spreading the flu when you're sick is to stay away from people who you might give the flu to. So getting vaccinated, washing your hands, and staying home when you're sick are those three key take-home points.
And that's so important because, you know, we interact with so many people on a daily basis. You never know who might have a symptom. You can't see it. And so the best way if you do get sick is just to stay home.
Exactly. And with the flu specifically, you can be contagious about a day before you start to show symptoms. So you might not even know you're sick, or the person you shake hands with might not know they have the flu. And, you know, the best way to prevent that is to, you know, keep up that hand hygiene, keep washing your hands. 20 seconds, so sing the happy birthday song twice if you're sitting there at the sink trying to think how long you should do it, and then stay home when you're sick.
All right. How early can this is a question I forgot to ask here, but how early can children be vaccinated against the flu?
Anyone 6 months and older can be vaccinated. So if you're younger than 6 months, we don't recommend, CDC doesn't recommend being vaccinated. And so that's another reason why it's so important for everyone else to be vaccinated to protect those most vulnerable populations.
Okay. Good to know. And again, October 24th. Mark that date on your calendar, Oktoberfest at Potter Falls Eco Park. Ron, let's transition a little bit. Well, maybe we'll stay on the topic of health department. I know you're currently searching for a new health department director.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And we met yesterday, and so we're very close to naming someone, hopefully yet this week or coming up soon. So we had a very good list of applications to interview. We did that several weeks ago, and we made a decision, and we'll be making an offer, and so hopefully we'll have good news yet here in the next week or so.
Okay. Well, we'll be poised to hear that. When is it the last day for Jennifer Green?
November
7th.
November 7th. Mm-hmm. Okay. Couldn't remember the specific date. Well, she's done such a fantastic job promoting, you know, not only flu preparedness, but everything with the health department.
In the entire field, absolutely. She did a great job. we wondered what would happen if we refused to accept her resignation there, but that wouldn't work well with her husband being transferred. So it was just all in jest, of course. But no, Jennifer done a great job. And the candidates, the final interviewees, I'm sure we'll have very top-notch people. Once again, we'll have a very, very top-notch department head, and it's very important because, like I say, we have about 40 employees, and it's very important in Raleigh County with a diverse culture and the number of people we have with the university and the military that we keep everyone healthy, keep on top of all the health conditions here in Raleigh County, and our health department does an excellent job of it.
Absolutely, they sure do. Well, I want to move on just a little bit here, talk about some of the issues I know that are near and dear to your heart, and that continues to be the LAVTR topic.
It does. It took quite a length of time, thanks to our local senator, state senator. I was able to get in to talk to the staff, and it's a learning process for me because if you talk directly to the governor, she has many things on her plate, and so it would be difficult to understand. So her legislative director and staff is who I was advised. That's who I met with. And we had a very good, probably 40-minute conversation about the problems with the county. And my goal in doing that was all the governor hears from the legislators. And a lot of times I don't think the legislators have our taxpayers' problems here at heart. They have their own business and want to be reelected and things. So I see we have a phone call.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take that real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Well, you heard a call. You were just talking about the health department. You're absolutely correct. She did a wonderful job. However, I understand, and she can correct me if this is not true, that when the students come here to K-State, and I'm not picking on foreign students, but I understand foreign students can get a health card or a card to go to the Riley County Health Department. And I inquired one time, I haven't heard anything back on that. Who pays for that? Does the university pay for that, or does their home country pay for that, or the citizens of Riley County pay for that? You know, we keep worrying about the budget going up, 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 taxes up, up, up. Well, things like that, they could go up. People need to pay their own way. And I really, I don't know, one person's opinion. I don't think we should be paying for their health care. You might research that and get back and let the listening public know really what is going on. You're doing a great job, Mr. Wells. You're doing an excellent job.
Well, thank you very much. Well, Andrew, like I say, I don't know if you have the answer right at the tip of your tongue, but it'd be something to research. But one thing I hadn't thought about, but I assume that as with anyone coming into the health department, the first thing is, are you insured? Is it Medicare, Medicaid? And then I don't know if there's a fund. I'm just not familiar with international students attending Kansas State University.
Right. And so that's something we'll definitely get more information on. I don't know the answer to that off the top of my head. But I know we do offer those services to anyone and everyone who might need whatever services we provide. Mm-hmm. But I will look into that.
Absolutely. Okay, appreciate that.
All right. Let's take another call. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, I know, Wells, that you're going to do mail-in voting. Here we are another year talking about the gerrymandering of our polling places. I think it's to limit the voting. We need to just, they say they can't get large enough polling places. Just draw a circle around the polling places so you'll vote right there in your own precinct and you won't have to go across three other precincts to find a voting place. If you look at the structure of the way they're doing it in an area that you might consider less educated voter. I object to that gerrymandering the polling places so that you have to go across town to vote. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember the call from the last time I was on the air, and I did visit with the Riley County Clerk's Office, and I can assure you that I will guarantee you there isn't any gerrymandering going on. It's difficult to explain why, for instance, where I am, I have to drive past all these polling places. It was explained to me, but I've had some family situations the past week, so I don't have that on the top of my head. But the easiest way and the simplest way where we're headed right now is get a ballot mailed to you right away, advance vote. I'm going to start doing that myself and not worry about trying to get to a polling place or anything. So I think eventually, this is the most convenient, you know, instead of standing in line at a polling place or sometimes if they change in your district, voting is available to every registered voter in Raleigh County. And it's a simple connect with the Raleigh County Clerk's Office and get a ballot mailed to you and get the ballot back in early. And so Raleigh County is making it as easy as possible to vote, and there's really no excuse for anyone not voting today in this way things are set up now. It's just extra easy.
All right. Well, thank you for that question. Yeah, that's an interesting comment there. You'd think that you want more people to vote here, but I could see the fear that, telling people to vote early rather than come to the polls. I guess maybe in the big cities there could be lines at the polling places, which does cause more time to vote.
Well, it is. It's contentious in parts of the country. But like I say, having voted here my entire life here in Raleigh County, while that's been, I've usually tried to vote near where I live back when you had to actually appear there in person and fill out a ballot and things. Since then, and I will guarantee you once again, I know the county staff, at the county level, Raleigh County commissioners, never is there anything in 105 counties at the county meetings, national meetings, anything discussed politically. The county commissioners work for the citizens of the county, and you don't hear one party over another party or anything like that. There's three commissioners, and we don't have time for that. So we're very active here in Raleigh County. We meet twice a week and in constant contact with the Raleigh County clerk. And once again, the door's open. You can come down and visit with the county clerk, the election officers. There's absolutely no reason to do anything, make any changes. We have brand new machines, accurate. You want a paper copy, that's fine. We do everything possible so everyone can vote that's registered to vote and of legal age, et cetera. And we make it very, very simple to vote. So there's really no excuse for comments about anything going on in Raleigh County in the voting department.
All right. And by the way, next Tuesday is the deadline to register to vote if you haven't done so already. And then advanced voting, mail-in voting starts, I think, the day after.
Correct.
Okay. Let's get back to your LAVTR topic. Should we do that? Let's do that on the other side of a break.
Okay, sure.
We'll do that when we return on News Radio KMAN.